Thanks so much for tuning in to Last Rockers TV, the podcast. I'm Erin Micklow, and since 2017, I've been traveling the world interviewing punk rock bands and filming their live sets for my DIY video interview show on YouTube. So if you'd like to see this interview in video, head over to Erin Micklow on YouTube to watch. And if you're interested in advertising your products or brand on this channel, you can email me at lastrockerstv@gmail.com. And lastly, if you'd like to further support my DIY outlet, please subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a review so I can keep creating this content for you. Thanks again for being here. Erin Micklow, and I'm here at Wonkfest in London with Brioche. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Niall, guitarist, bassist.
And I'm SJ. I'm drummer slash do like backing, shouting, vocal shit.
You guys were so great this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so
very
much.
A very unique band. Like every time I'm in the UK, it's always like this. It's specific to the UK. Like your band is definitely that.
Yeah, because the last song is about pasties, and I don't know if that's even.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what a pasty is.
I don't know what that is, but I was like, this sucks really good.
You know, like the West Country, you know, like Cornwall, that sort of area going down Cornwall. It's like a delicacy down there. It's really bad for you. It's sort of like pastry with like any sort of filling, really, isn't it? Like a bit of swede, a bit of carrot. You can get vegan ones, but
okay.
Yeah, there's all sorts, but yeah. It's a bit of a
pasty. Yeah, it's a nice little savory treat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about, you guys are a brother sister duo. Can you talk about how the band started?
I think it was the pasty song, you know, and then like, I was sort of, you know, playing some metal stuff before and that, and we weren't really doing much. So I thought, just go back to basics, you know,
We used to play in a metal band, didn't we, called Scorched Flesh.
Yeah,
or should I say, Scorched Flesh!
That's it.
Yeah. And I was a drummer, you were a guitar player. And then, like, we've been in, like, a couple of bands throughout the years, and like with, like, five people and shit. And it's, like, trying to organise practices and gigs and stuff is always so hard. And then we just started jamming when you'd made pasty, didn't we?
Yeah, that's it, really. And it was just sort of like,
we were like, we can do this on our own.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about anyone else.
Yeah. What kind of challenges do you guys face being a two-piece? Obviously, those are the pros, but what kind of challenges do you face?
I think setup-wise, because you're trying to fill the sound, or just two people, so it kind of like, you know, I sort of use the guitar and an octaver just to try and like get the low end as well as I swap between a guitar and a bass, so it's kind of, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, but
yeah, I noticed that during your set. Like at one point, like on your last song, you switched to the bass, and it was like very bass heavy. And then, like, you know, you have your two instruments on stage, and I was like, oh,
that's it, yeah.
For me, also, it's like being in a two piece. I can't hide. Like in a five piece, you know, the metal band. Like obviously, there was like two guitar players, a bass player, and a singer, and then me at the back. I would just sort of like do my thing. Like now. Obviously, it's like there's all eyes on like both of us, so
yeah.
It has forced me out of my comfort zone a lot, like on stage and performing, hasn't it?
One plus though, if you're out, well, me, if I'm out of tune, there's no one else to be out of tune against. So I'm out of tune. So happy days.
Yeah. Hey. And it's all too. It's like, no, you know, there's pointing fingers of we know exactly whose fault it is.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, and that happens a lot.
You messed up. No, it wasn't me. It's like, there's only two of you.
Yeah, so it swings and roundabouts, to be honest. I know roundabouts, don't get many of those in the US. But
no, you don't. That's do you get roundabouts in the USA?
No. When you say that, it just reminds me of that, the Chevy Chase European Vacation where he gets stuck in it for like, for like 8 hours. And he's just going and going and going in the roundabout.
Oh, my God.
No, we don't really have those.
There's loads here.
There's
loads near us.
Yeah. Donut City, Basingstoke.
Can we talk about, for you being a female in the band, you, with you bringing up that you can't hide anymore, have you faced any struggles with that? Because, you know, women in music, like me being a woman in music interviewing bands and a lot of the other female musicians I've interviewed, like, you can't deny the discriminations that are there.
Yeah, I mean, I have noticed a change, and I did bring it up, didn't I? A gig recently, we were on a bill, and It was only like three or four bands, but every single band had a girl in it. Mm-hmm. And I said on stage, I was like, this is amazing. Like, when I was growing up, there was no females in bands. Obviously, there's a few, but not like that. You wouldn't play a bill and there'd be a female in every single band. And,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't feel like discriminated against, but I think girls are joining more bands, which is great, and
yeah.
Like, I just hope that it moves forward and it keeps going as it is going, you know. I used to love Kitty back in the day.
Yeah, Kitty, that was it.
Like the metal band, the all girl metal band. Like, I loved Kitty, and I said that on stage, and everyone was like, "Yeah, Kitty." I was like, so I've been wearing my Kitty t-shirt recently, because I'm like, yeah, OGs, gotta respect it. But you know, I hope it just keeps moving forward. I've never had anyone be rude to me. Everyone's always been respectful, so
yeah,
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, there definitely are, you know, more women in music now. Like, I remember even when I first started getting into punk, like in high school, and I thought I wanted to be in a band. No. But it was like, I remember a friend, I was like, girls aren't in bands though, and my friend made me this like mixed CD of like a bunch of girl punk bands.
That's amazing.
And
yes.
I remember it was like Devotchka's Vice Squad. And, like, you know, that was it. And it back then, there really weren't that many female musicians, you know.
Well, like, any sort of female in a band, like, I'll gravitate to. Like, Vez, obviously, you know, she kind of recommended us for today as well. But, like, anytime there's a girl in a band, I'm literally at the front cheering them on, like, woo! Because it means so much, you know.
Yeah. Girl power.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Posh Spice was your favourite, wasn't it, Mike?
I did like Posh Spice, but who the fuck knows why? She's the worst one.
Oh my God. Let's talk about how you guys came up with the band name.
that's for him.
Yeah, it was a bit of a
makes
few
me
ales
snack.
And a few something, and then I think my friend L just sort of said brioche, and I was like, I just sort of stuck, you know, and I was like, yeah, brioche, why not? I think there's someone in France with the same.
yeah, there is Le Brioche.
Yeah, yeah. On Spotify, if you look it up, the two thumbnails of you guys next to each other, it's like. These are very different artists.
Yeah, yeah.
They're much, very different musicians.
It's much more professional than us.
I was just going to say, though, on this bill today, there were some really funny names.
Yeah.
The Raging Nathans. Fluffy Machine.
No, Menstrual Cramps was the one that got me. That one got me.
Your mum?
Like,
your mum?
Your mum,
yeah.
Yeah,
your mum. Your mum. Your mum.
What you called your mum?
Love it.
Yeah, so I think we're quite at home on this bill with all the funny names.
Yeah. About some of your creative influences and how they've shaped you as a band.
Do you want to go first?
So probably back in the day, me and my mate Phil, he bought a Greatest Hits or Sham 69.
Yeah.
And I just remember listening to it, thought, this is bloody brilliant, you know? It's just these songs are just out there and wild, and of course all the old classic punk and yeah, I just love that. I love Deep Purple, so Richie Blackmore, he's a big influence on me on the guitar. All sorts, to be honest. And then more recently, I guess two-piece bands like Soft Play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love them, seen them live quite a few times. And The Chats, you know, they're just the Australian.
I fucking love The Chats. Yeah, so funny. Want a smoko? So leave me alone. I mean, my influence, I don't know, I mean, I'm a metalhead, really.
Yeah.
Like, I love punk too, but when I was growing up, I was a metalhead. I was also like a new metalhead when I was a kid, like Korn, Limp Bizkit, like all of that shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just like to play. So when Noel, like, writes a riff or something, like, I'll just play whatever comes to mind. But, like, it's just, you know, because there's only two of us, it just kind of works. And I like that I get to do the drums and the vocals, like vocals and drums.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's really fun. It's fun seeing, like, you behind the drums, like, screaming around and, like, banging around.
Yeah.
I like with your pigtails, it kind of reminds me of Animal from...
I can't. Like, you can sort of headbang. I've always been like that. When we were in the metal band, I was the same. Always just like headbanging. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome. So, I love it. Do have a new album that just recently came out, Fucked Up World.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this album and the making of it?
It's just, I don't know, it's all these ideas and you sort of put it into like a cauldron, I guess, and you just sort of, you know, add all these different ingredients and you don't really know where it's going, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of cinnamon and a riff and you think, oh, what's... Usually I write the riff first, you know, just pick up the bass and you think, oh yeah, this, that, or the other. And then,
Hi.
Alex Mart. And,
Alex?
Yeah, it was Alex.
Yeah. And so, yeah, just like writing, just come up like usually the riff and then it's just like, what's it saying? Like that summer barbecue song.
Yeah.
It sounds like a barbecue. Do you know what I mean? And I'll just be like, oh, that was the last album, so we're talking about the new album, right?
Oh, Niall!
So there's one riff. It's a bit Blur inspired, to be fair, and it's called Tinny on the Train, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to that song, and I was like, what the hell is a Tilly? What is
it? Oh, it's a fucking can.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a
can. No,
oh,
a,
okay.
It's a stubby, but it's just like the can version.
A beer
tin.
In a can or cider in a can or whatever.
Yeah.
Tinny on the train. Like, because you're not driving, so you can get fucked.
Yeah.
It's like on the train, like we're from Basingstoke, so the train up to London just have a tinny or two.
Yeah.
On the
or
train.
Five.
Yeah, with your mates and you're sort of like, yeah, we're going to go to London, we're going to have a great day, we're going to have fun. And it's just like, yeah. But yeah, it's just, it's
always,
all sorts.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to a gig up in London, we get on the train, we buy some tinnies, we have the tinnies on the train. It's like what we do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I would have had to guess, I was like, this maybe has something to do with drinking. I was like, what?
Most of it's drinking or eating.
Yeah, I mean, that literally listening to your music, it's all drinking and eating.
Yeah. pretty much, yeah. That sums it up.
That's but you have a lot of different words for beers also. There was another song of yours I was listening to, and I was like, okay, that's definitely a beer.
What was it?
I think you kept calling it crates, like crate of a beer.
Yes. Oh, a crate of beer.
Yeah, a crate of beer.
A box full of them, like, yeah, that's it, yeah. Box full of tinnies.
12 or something.
It's like you guys have so many different words for the same thing.
Yeah.
Also on the new album, there's one song where I get to do like growly vocals, which I really enjoyed, which is actually the namesake of the album, Fucked Up World. We didn't play it today because we didn't really have time. And we thought it's more of a, it's kind of metal-y, so we thought we'd drop that one today. But it is cool to like explore that side of me as well.
Yeah.
And like do the.
Can you share some of your growly vocals on that?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really hard to do. Yeah.
Fucked up world! Something like that. Yes. Nice.
That didn't even sound like Fucked Up World. That sounded more like Sepultura. Max Cavalera.
No, I love it, though.
Shout out Max Cavalera.
I love the nastiness coming out of your beautiful pinkness.
That's it. You know, you've got to have that juxtaposition. But, like, you know, the fact that it's brother and sister is good because, like, the security lady upstairs was talking to me about it. She said, what's it like being in a band like siblings?
And bloody I said, nightmare.
Bloody nightmare, I know. I say that the good thing is, though, like, you're not scared to, like, voice, like, what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
she lets
me
have it.
If it's, like, a friend or something, you kind of, like, maybe don't want to hurt their feelings and you're not really sure how it will go. But, like, when you're brother and sister, you could literally be like, that's shit. Don't like that.
So, are we practicing tonight? No.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get so mad at each other, but only for like 2 seconds, though, you know, because you're family, you just kind of like get over it, and like so that it works in that way. I know I've just gone on to a random bit of
no,
talking,
but that's true. You know, it's what's probably going to make hopefully your band last a really long time.
Yeah,
we've known each other our whole lives, so you can't really long get away from that shit. Yeah.
But, don't make an Oasis tale.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
can you guys share any stories or memorable moments from, you know, the making of your new album, the process of recording it?
Ooh, that's a tough one, actually. I think, well, going back to that Tinny on the Train song, most of it is improvised, like your vocal especially. It's just of the moment, and I quite like that, so it's not really rehearsed, and it's like, in fact, at one point, you're laughing, I was like, well, keep that in, you know. It's very DIY, we kind of do it ourselves, recording process, and that, you know.
I went down the arch, and then it made me laugh loads, so then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm, like, crackling, and you left it in the album,
So,
all those bits in Tinny on the Train are so funny, I'm like, got 20p. It's like, because at school, people would be like, you've got 20p, and you'd be like, why? And they're like, I want to buy a fag, you know, because they want to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cigarette.
Yeah.
So, cigarette. No, I was like,
I know that one. I'm learning. It's 6 trips in now to England of like, okay, I'm learning new words every time.
Although, when I was at school, they were 20p, they're probably like £1.20 now.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about what do you guys have coming up for the band. Ooh. And in your personal lives, the band and in personal lives, what do you have coming up?
What have we got coming up?
Hopefully more gigs and just getting out there and just, you know, really, putting ourselves out there, sort of branch out a bit and hopefully play some of the new songs, more of the new songs off the new record.
We've been practicing the new songs, but we didn't feel confident enough to play some of them today, so it was like but soon we'll be playing more Fucked Up World. We've got like a couple of tours in the works and like some gigs coming up, but we've got, you know, the tours. We haven't even been on tour yet, so
yeah,
we hope that we will soon. Yeah. Obviously, yeah, like Wonk Unit inviting us here today. The fucking legends, like.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Like, how did it happen that you guys got booked on this?
We were supporting them, weren't we?
Yeah, we supported them at the Joiners in Southampton, and okay. That was really fun. And like, we got talking, like, we were playing, it went well, yay! And then, like, we, you know, we were chatting to them all afterwards and like shit like that. And they're just like sound people.
Yeah.
And then, so we always like kept in touch. And then I bumped into them in London recently. I went to see Bad Cop, Bad Cop, and then I was like, wow, Wonk Unit. They all remember me. I was like, okay, cool. And then I was fucking pissed, and I was like, oi, can we get on this Wonk Unit, yeah? sorry, Wonk Fest, yeah? I was like, can we get on Wonk Fest? And I just did a throwaway comment. I didn't think anything of it. And then, like, a day later, Alex said, oh, you guys want to play? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently Vez had, like, said she wanted us to play. So it's to Vez, really. But
yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. But they're just great guys and girls.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. There is a good community here. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to get drunk and ask for things.
Do you know what? I always say that to my bro, don't I? I always say to you, what's the worst they can fucking say? No.
Yeah.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he goes, oh, no, we can't do that. And I'm like,
you gotta ask.
Just fucking ask.
You have to be brave and just ask for it because it might be a yes.
Yeah.
No inhibitions, yes. Just do it.
Yeah. This was the biggest show we've ever played.
Oh,
yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
I just hope it's not the last one, you know.
No, no, it won't be.
We sold some merch, we got some new fans. Yeah. That's the best thing. Yeah,
you guys have some good stuff cooking.
Good stuff cooking.
And our first interview,
yes.
Well, I think I'm going to close with that and say thank you guys so much for giving me some of your time tonight.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
We're Brioche, and you're watching Last Rockers TV!